again. It was the most scared I've ever been.
Don't look at me like that. You amaze me.
He ate my heart. He ate my heart. He ate my heart. He ate my heart.
You amaze me.
Listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis, St. Paul, and around the world at KFAI.org, non-commercial community powered radio. Welcome to Fresh Fruit, the nation's longest running weekly queer radio show. I'm your co-host, Alfred Walking Bull, here with Malcolm Lee.
This mic is right up in my face!
And Comrade Tom.
I have a face.
That's
shout out,
how many gummies today, Tom? How many gummies today?
Enough.
Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness. Mm-hmm. Not zero. Enough. That's kind of scary.
Mm-hmm. Zero gummies.
But not surprising either.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby. Yeah. Ooh,
I wonder if my toy comes today.
Okay.
I got a monster.
Happy
in the mail.
Halloween, everybody.
Happy Halloween.
Only not really.
It's not really Halloween, but we have to say happy Halloween because we're not going to be on.
Well,
Halloween.
Fresh Fruit is going to be
well,
on
Fresh Fruit
the air,
is, but not
but
us.
We are not. Going
yes,
to be.
It's not.
Us.
Yes. Fresh Fruit will.
We are not.
And we
the
love
only,
other people.
We are not the only members of the Fresh Fruit Collective.
I know. We're just the coolest. No, I'm kidding.
Whoa.
I'm kidding.
Okay.
Not wrong. Ooh.
Whoa. Okay. Well,
I was not being
although,
serious there.
Dixie Trickle composes music. Did you know that?
Yes.
Whoa, so much judgment. So much judgment.
I just listen to them when they say things on the radio.
Oh, wow. Knowledge is power.
Mm-hmm. All right. What have people been up to?
Well, I can start if you want, I guess.
Yeah, long list.
I did have a long list because there's a lot going on. First off, as you see, I am wearing the ever stylish red SPFE hat.
Well, we see.
Because... I am a part of the union of St. Paul Public Schools, but I am a union steward for my school.
What does that mean?
I'm like the person that makes sure that, you know, the teachers are feeling okay and that they're being treated fairly at the school.
Like
so.
How the Science Museum doesn't have a steward and I have no idea what the hell's going on.
Exactly. So we try to keep everybody up with all the
you
stuff.
Steward.
So.
You steward your union members like you do,
steward?
Like you steward donors.
Or, you know.
Right.
Shepherd your flock.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Second off is that I just had a wonderful, beautiful, fabulous trip to Palm Springs this past weekend. Went with my partner, Eric. Hey, Eric, how you doing? Love you, mean it. And it was his first time there, and he loved it. The weather is just so perfect there. Like, there was not a
cloud
inside. Why
don't you move
inside.
There?
That's the plan.
Whoa.
So, that's what you
okay,
get.
Okay, bye.
Get out now.
All right,
but
well,
it's not going to happen
nice having you on the show.
Oh, my God. Have you know we could do recordings. But still, that's not going to happen for like 2-3 years.
Mm-hmm.
But because, as we segue into this, yes, I have decided, Malcolm, you can finish that admin certification. You will finish that admin certification. So, damn it, I'm going back to school to finish my admin certification.
Yeah, beesh.
So, I'm doing it in spring.
Tom's in school. You're in school.
I know, and you're not. Let's figure that one out.
No.
And
no.
Then therapy.
I've had enough of white people telling me what I should think. Thank you. Thank you.
I mean, how's that going for you?
It's going great. I'm feeling better. I'm feeling liberated, you know?
You always feel liberated. Anyway, and then finally, I'm just going to say, if anybody's ever questioning it, you got to find the right person. But therapy and reflection works. That's all I got to say. Mm-hmm. I love my therapist. Actually, you know what's funny? We talked about me, like, moving and everything. You know what he said? I'm thinking about moving to Palm Springs. My partner and I are talking about it. So wouldn't it be funny if my therapist moved and then I moved with my therapist there and I can still keep my therapist?
That sounds like codependency.
It does, doesn't
also
it? I love
true.
It.
And he probably they'd probably have to get licensed in California.
Oh, yeah, he does. I'm sure he does. But I think it's just like this grandfather thing or whatnot. Just pay more money because it's California.
What do you like about therapy?
So, the thing I like about therapy is just number one, non-bias. I mean, I could talk to my family, my friends, my partner, whatever, but I just feel that is just somewhat biased. And at the same time, it's just he just sits there and listens to everything, and he allows me to just sit there and think, like after talking, processing everything that I'm saying. And really processing my feelings. And the fact that he's gay, too. It's wonderful. I did ask for a gay black one, a gay person of color. But it's okay. Did you just say caca? What did you just say?
Yes.
He said caca.
That's what he said. Yes. Yes. He was thinking about your therapist.
You don't even know my therapist.
No. Alfred was making a look.
You two are evil. But anyway, no.
Tom has very stringent views on what therapy means.
I do not.
You do too. I tell him what I do. I tell him about my therapist, and he's like, wow.
Oh, But he has a therapist too.
Seems
you have
like
a therapist
he's not
too.
Challenging.
I do.
Yeah.
I got.
We all got therapists, people. Okay.
I mean, I need one. We after all dealing need. With you too. I'm just saying.
Wow, feelings mutual.
I wouldn't have needed one if my mother was just a better mother.
Wow. Film at 11. So
poor Deb. Poor
so
Deb.
That's what's happening with me, Tom. Instead of talk about your mom, what's going on with you?
Well, I'm making an Aunt Gladys costume, which is kind of like double work because Gladys was my like Skagdrag alter ego in college, and
the same person.
No,
who's
well,
Aunt
the name
Gladys?
Is Gladys. Gladys.
Who's Aunt Gladys?
No, the
for
name,
people who
wait,
may not know,
isn't it Agnes?
Aunt Gladys is the killer, the manipulator in Weapons.
I thought it was Agnes. Is it Gladys?
No. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah. Agnes is the witch in oh God, what's her name?
Is that Bewitched?
No. Marvel.
No. Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Agatha. No, I'm thinking.
No,
Agatha.
That's Agatha.
Never mind. Anyway.
Yeah, we're getting older.
But,
okay.
Yeah, it's true. We all are.
Oh, yeah. 50% of my conversations are like, you know that,
right?
that show that was on the TV, you know, and you're like, oh,
you're
okay.
There. All right. So, I know you're there now.
So Monday I played hooky. Well, I mean, I asked for it off, but I also
I'm like, that's not playing hooky.
I played hooky and went to the Mall of America and day drank. Mm-hmm. We bar hopped and we went costume shopping.
Mm-hmm.
It was
that sounds
iconic.
Awesome.
You and
Chelsea. Mm-hmm. Oh man, we had so much fun.
Awesome.
We were like. We looked at each other, Margaritaville? We're like, why not? We're here. We're at the mall. We're like quintessential 90s mall rats.
Wow.
Wow.
Spent a whole day drinking at the mall.
We did.
That's
it was so
great.
Mall.
I'm proud of you.
I mean, I only had three drinks.
America. Only three?
But I was.
But they were margaritas,
they were
right?
Long
well, no.
Island iced
one
teas.
Margarita, one Cosmo.
One Long
and
Island.
Then
a Long Island?
Old fashioned. No. Old fashioned. No Long Islands this time, but mm-hmm. it was delightful because it was. We went to the Twin Cities Grill situation on the
mm-hmm.
first floor.
And yeah.
Which is really cozy. It's very like wood paneling. Yeah. It's just
cozy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Cozy.
It's very but steakhouse. Anyway.
Can't double in my
yes,
skin.
Yes, very steakhouse. But yeah,
that's good.
I got some nice sweaters from Torrid. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I got some bangles. Torrid I got some sweaters. Jewels.
Wow.
I don't know how I'm gonna be able to see on Saturday with the sunglasses I got, but you know, we'll
figure
it out. I
haven't even bought a costume for the party. I don't know if we're gonna do costumes for the party.
It's fine.
I know.
I have makeup. I have eyeliner.
You're doing a costume up for both of us, I think. So it's totally fine.
Yeah.
Totally fine. And what else did you do that everybody should do? Yeah.
What did I do today?
What did you do?
I got vaxxed.
You got vaxxed.
Because the interesting thing about working in a workplace now is like the HR actually has to do stuff for you. So they brought the clinic. They brought the clinic mm-hmm. to us.
That's wow. awesome.
So we good just got to like go up to the sixth floor and get stabbed.
Nice. I got my flu shot. I need to do that.
Ooh, I also learned about the new Minnesota family paid leave program.
Oh, starts in January 1st. Mm-hmm. That's kind of crazy, ain't it?
Are you going to claim Schwartz as your child?
Oh, my Lord.
I mean...
You should.
Maybe.
You claim it? Are you claiming Ada?
Yes, I
yes,
always do.
Yes, are you going to claim Ada?
Claim her on my taxes. God.
Oh, my God!
So,
just kidding. Yeah. I don't pay taxes.
I mean, they garnish
you're
your wages.
On my land.
I mean,
I
fine.
Paying you money to live on my own land. No, thank you.
But
cool.
What are you doing, Alfredo?
I'm moving. I'm moving. Of
moving
all
the right
again, of
direction.
All the things that don't make sense for me to pay for on my own land, housing is one of them. Yeah, so I'm moving. It's just look, we're citizens of our own country on our own land, and now we have to pay people who weren't from here who own property that they built here on our land. It's just there. It's like when I park. It's like parking. I'm like, really? Really? I have to pay for parking. Okay. I have to pay to live here. Okay. Weird. Back home, I just have a home. Anyway, it's fine. It's fine.
Are you sure?
Yes. Okay. It's fine. Thank you. Thank you, Malcolm. I didn't realize that you were compliment fishing the other day via text. So I thank you.
Compliment fishing? No, I wasn't compliment fishing at all.
Not at all.
That was more that like blunt and direct. Be. Like, what are you doing? It's like, not. Sorry, just no.
No. But it's where I could get, so I'm very happy.
No, but that was funny though, because I'm like, are you happy? No.
No.
I'm like, but you got a place to live, okay?
Yes.
But you were like, thank you for helping. Yes. So yes.
Thank you for helping and getting me connected.
Yes.
You all. I'm just here to tell you that there's a reason why Inquilinos Unidos por Justicia exists. The renters justice.
That was not English, by the way, everyone. Just so you know.
Inquilinos Unidos por Justicia.
Yes.
United Renters for Justice.
Si se puede.
Yeah,
I mean,
so like I think as I was like documenting on Instagram and everything, like people were like, oh, that sound, and like, so I went to three places. They didn't communicate via written form at the third place. I was like, oh, you've done this before. So the other two like sent me, like I went and toured their homes, and I was like, ooh, this one was a loft downtown. Mm-hmm. Happy to tell everyone which loft it was, which loft building it was. But I literally went and toured and like showed my face and everything, and like everything looked fine. And then there was another place I'm happy to talk about that I was like, oh yes, I'd love to come and tour. And then I went home and I like was like, great to come see the space. How do I proceed with the application? And they're like, we're going with another application. The space has been filled. I'm like, wow.
Wow, that's rude.
Well, it's racist and it's redlining.
Yeah, that's so pretty like, much.
I was like, uh-huh.
Are you gonna sue?
No. I just want people to be aware that it still happens.
Oh yeah, it's still like, definitely.
I am a middle class earning person. I earn a good salary and like.
And you pay your taxes.
I pay my taxes. I have a dog. My dog has vet insurance. I have all these insurances that I pay for. I'm a responsible person.
And then they saw your credit score.
Well, I mean, that's, well, actually, what I did learn from my new landlord, thank you very much, who there's a reason now. I was like, oh, I should rent from you. He fully said, he was like, oh, landlords are not allowed to factor your credit score into their decision.
Is that a Minnesota thing?
Yes. I know.
Oh my goodness!
Renters who are looking, they're not allowed to factor credit into your thing, your decision.
But credit is what they decide on what you put down as your security deposit. Like it's not used for a decision to give you the apartment, but don't they use that for how much security deposit that they can charge you?
I don't know. I didn't look into it. But
I think that's what it is. You might be. I think you're right. But I just think it's about the security deposit.
Indeed.
But
I didn't even get past that. They were like, no, you're brown. No, we're not going to.
Yeah, but
you.
If you have a bad like criminal background, no, I mean like and references.
No, that's
like
the thing.
That, that's
no evictions. Camp. No criminal history. That's the other thing that I got back from one of those things. I was like, no convictions, no evictions. No convictions, no evictions. I'm a perfect tenant, actually.
Well, I'm sorry that happened to you, Alfred, but I'm glad that you have a place to live.
I'm sure you managed to keep the place standing.
It was so squeaky clean. Wow. Your apartment was just like, every time I walked in there, pristine.
Stop it.
It was just gorgeous.
I said
Ada didn't cause any type of ruckus.
Nor did anyone else.
Nor did anyone else. Love you, Anna. Anyway.
No, I said I'm a good renter. I didn't say that I was a clean renter. Anyway. So I've been moving and
moving.
Okay, but you use up a lot of time just for moving.
Yeah.
Isn't there something else going on?
There's an election. Going on,
okay.
Or a fundraiser, yeah. The Unity Summit, Change Philanthropy for all you nonprofit types is in town. So money is in town next week.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of people from foundations, lots of people with money.
You said money is in town next week.
Money is in town.
Money
next week.
Is in town. Mm-hmm. Minneapolis.
Where will the conference be held? And how do we organize?
Hilton. The Hilton on Marquette. Is it on Marquette?
Yeah. It's Marquette, yeah.
Who's taking the hostages?
Right.
Wow.
JK.
You are already predicting.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, philanthropy needs to be disrupted at this point because they're they're just hedging their bets left and right. Like, they're not giving any more money. They're not, like, doubling down. They're just not wanting to be prosecuted by the IRS. So a little agitation for organizers out there. Just so you know, Change Philanthropy in town at the Hilton next week.
Should we lock them in the building?
Stop it.
Oh my goodness.
God, you didn't get us labeled and put on a watch list. Good Lord.
We already are. We're
but
gay.
Even after being off the watch list, please pledge today. 612-375-9030. It's not a pledge-a-thon, but you know what? We just want your money anyway.
There's no one who's going to answer that line, just so you know.
Yes, they are. Oh, really? No?
Yeah, no.
Then pledge online.
And then for folks who are voting early, or who,
are voting in the election
in the Minneapolis?
Yeah, in the Minneapolis election
race.
It's important for you to rank all three because a friend was like, "Oh, if you don't rank all three, that's as good as giving Jacob Fry a vote." And so it's like, So if you just rank one and two, then your candidates don't get, you know, the proportion gets added to Jacob Fry's. So, like, it's not like you voted for him directly, but, like, it doesn't count against him.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
Oh, because it's evenly divided. I get what you're saying.
So, like.
It's math, people.
Right. So
it's a math thing.
If you're just doing one and two, you need to rank a third. So most people are out there ranking Dwayne Davis, Omar Fateh, and Jazz Hampton. Or some people are ranking Brenda Short. That's a wonderful.
I mean, Ward 9.
I love Brenda Short. She, like, just yells at the mayor at every opportunity.
I love watching from above.
Uh-huh.
In Mounds View.
Like, disassociated?
You guys are wonderful.
Like, from the sky?
No, not from the sky. From north. Uh-huh. North?
On the from Duluth. Magic carpet?
From the magic carpet
from
in Mounds
Duluth.
View. There is no Duluth.
Anyway.
Oh, my
that's
God.
That's what's new with me.
Is awesome. Are we going into pop culture?
We will right after these messages.
Yeah, not a commercial messages.
It's not a commercial.
Right.
A commercial tells you to buy things, and a commercial tells you to purchase things. These are not commercials.
Okay.
They're messages of support from our dear friends. Be right back.
Is sponsored by Community Action Partnership of Ramsey and Washington County's Energy Assistance Program. The Energy Assistance Program helps low-income households pay a portion of their energy bills. You only need 1 month of income verification and a copy of your energy bill when you submit your application. Please make sure you have this documentation as it will help expedite your application processing. In addition to energy assistance, we also offer referrals to our CAPRW Home Weatherization Program. Ramsey and Washington County residents may call 651-645-6470 or visit the website at caprw.org for more information and to apply online.
Programming on KFAI is supported by Quit Partner. Quitting smoking or vaping is easier said than done. Quit Partner offers Minnesotans no-cost resources to quit nicotine, including patches, gum and lozenges, coaching, and digital support. More at quitpartnermn.com.
Welcome back to Fresh Fruit, the nation's longest-running weekly queer radio show. I'm your co-host, Alfred Walkenville, here with Malcolm Lee.
Derek Robinson, he is not right.
Okay. And Comrade Tom.
I mean, you washed your face. I feel like you did.
No, we're having a debate here, people. Okay, I just want to point this out.
As to whether I washed my face?
Well, that is debatable. But Duluth, Mounds View is not Duluth, okay? It is not. But anyway.
You have to go north of Roseville.
It's still an affordable lift.
It's an affordable...
It's cheaper to go to Mounds View than Duluth.
Savage.
Wow.
There's how would you know about Savage?
My cousins live in Savage.
Oh, is that what it is? Is that what you call them? Your cousins?
My cousins.
Your cousins.
I mean, what else am I supposed to call them?
What?
Real quick, I'm so sorry. You know, the other just one last thing that I have been up to that was wonderful.
You didn't type it.
Oh. I know. I'm so sorry.
He bombed for the first time.
Wow.
I did get a colonoscopy last month. So
colonoscopy? Yes. We talked about that already. Yeah.
No, I went to the opening of Dionne Walker's show, or Dionne Whitehat's, Whitehat, good Lord, I'm going to get this right, Dionne Whitehawk's show at The Walker. It was so good. It was so good. It has me calling her my cousin's last name. That's how good. I mean, she really is a cousin. Actually, she calls me cousin all the time. I'm like, okay, yep,
you're cousin.
Yeah. So it was really good, and like she did. So for folks who are familiar with the Walker and the Indigenous community here, back like almost, you know, I can't remember how many years ago. There's a big old dust
I was
up.
Here.
2015, really?
Yeah.
10 years ago. Wow. Anyway, they did a terribly racist thing, and they were made to kind of do a full apology to the Dakota community here, and it's kind of been like meh ever since.
Because they built a thing that you hang people on. And
it's called
like,
scaffolds.
Just scaffolds.
Yeah. So it was an art installation from Germany. It was a recreation of the scaffold that the Dakota 38 were hung from. Yeah.
Oh.
And they were going to put it in their sculpture garden.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So the kids had something to play on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, they could swing. I mean, that's
rude. Yeah. So anyway,
ew.
So yeah, and there was a whole protest movement. Like it was just
I bet.
And so like, and it got like literally like the part of the reparation was that like not only did they just take it down, they gave it to the Dakota community, Prairie Island, and to dispose with it as they wanted.
Did you guys burn it?
I mean, I think they did.
Okay.
So.
Why did they think that was a good idea?
Because they don't have any native people in anywhere near. Like that's what happens.
But
when white,
that's what they thought of.
Yes, that's what white. That's what happens when foolish white people get foolish and they don't have any black or brown people checking them. They're like, oh, this is good for art. It'll provoke discussion. You're like, oh, okay, no. This
wow.
is actually really damaging. You need not to do this. And then they're like, well, we're gonna do it. It provokes discussion. See, that's so. I went to art school, so I understand like white artists being like. Well, it's my job is to agitate. Like, yes, and like maybe not re-traumatize an entire community. Anyway.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I mean, I understand it would be like, but that is very traumatic for a whole community.
It would like, be, you know, it would be like, you
that's
know,
devastating.
Yeah,
making a sculpture out of Derek Chauvin.
Right, like let's just hang some nooses around some trees.
Right,
you know, that's,
exactly.
That sort of thing.
Exactly.
So,
like,
yeah.
Let's
so,
do a right.
It was bad, but so Dionne Whitehawk did her full retrospective, and she just knocked it out of the park. It was a
full-on,
like, and so I was like, okay, well, I guess I can, and Robert Lilligren is on their board now, so he's keeping watch and making sure that they're not doing white people foolishness. Mm-hmm. And so
WPF. Mm-hmm. All right.
So this means we can go to the Walker with Alfred now.
Yes, and I actually get in for free. Ha-ha.
All the time?
Yes.
Well, if you don't go in with Alfred to go in for free, I believe on Thursdays.
On Thursdays, yep.
You can go in for free.
And they're open late till 9.
Yes, they are.
So anyway.
Thursdays. Anyway, but let's go
to Thursday.
Pop culture. Hey, Wicked for Good is coming out soon, people. If you haven't watched the trailer, why are you living under a rock?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, seriously.
I haven't watched the
trailer. Coming out right before Thanksgiving.
So you're living under a rock then?
I haven't watched it either, but I have an excuse.
Wait
a
minute. Okay.
I'm
in grad school. Wait. Okay.
We're
I want to point this
case.
Out. Like, when
we're
we,
the worst case.
They are the worst case because they're the ones that basically produce this list that we're talking about today. Mm-hmm. And I am head of pop culture.
Uh-huh.
I didn't type this in.
Yeah.
I didn't.
We know that these things are, you know,
they were important.
We
you
recognize.
Left the sheet blank. Someone had to put something in there.
I was starting to.
We recognize the cultural significance.
Jesus, Louise. And then you put in something that we've already talked about, but we can mention it again.
Oh, we did. No.
Yes, we did.
I mean, yes, but we don't have.
We talked about cheerleaders, but we didn't say that they were openly gay. So I will give you that. But I mean, Louis Kahn and Blaze Sheik make history as the first openly gay cheerleaders for the Minnesota Vikings.
Yay, gay Vikings.
And I got to say, thank you. You know, Minnesota Vikings, they're really turning it out. Did you hear about the woman that made the racist comment about one of the players? Did you hear what happened to her?
No, what they do?
They refunded her tickets and say, you are not allowed back in U.S. Bank Arena. I kid you not.
Wait,
and if you see her picture.
Money back?
Yeah, uh-huh. I think they did. I think they did. I think they're required to.
She'd like sue that room.
Right. I think it was like season tickets or whatever. But so they gave her that back. But if you see her picture, oh my God. It was the typical Karen haircut.
Oh, no.
I kid. Nice, you know, like the
angular,
short, the angular, blonde. Right. No. It was very.
A little bump it action in the back.
Very stereotypical. But at the same time, no, I got to applaud Minnesota Vikings because they're really standing down to racism, discrimination. I mean, the whole cheerleading thing. They're like, screw you. I mean, this is our team. This is what we're going to do in Minnesota. So,
F
you.
They pay for kids to go and do something science-y there, too.
We'll see, And then they also are, the sponsor for Hy-Vee, who has great discounted chicken.
Yeah. And Hi Chai.
Coming here, and someone brought on, a fresh batch of fried chicken.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I mean, they get all
this
the right ones.
So stereotypical of the Beeline, and kind of want some chicken.
So, there you go. Happen. And then, okay, so there are 44 gay WNBA players.
Yeah. Hooray!
Yay! How many in total is the whole league? I don't know.
I mean,
44 is pretty good.
Where did you find that? I forget. Yeah,
I just looked.
He looked it up and said, hey,
LGBT
what do
I... stuff.
Uh-huh. Right. I mean, it's pretty easy. As this is a gay LGBTQ plus
I kept it
thing.
Simple. I didn't even use Google AI to, research on gay stuff.
You didn't use Gemini? Wow. They're
not
offended.
For this.
They're offended. Anyway.
They are.
You know, I follow Blaze Sheik on the Instagrams. I follow them
both.
Oh, do
you really?
I follow them
both.
Just the Instagram?
Yes.
Just the Instagram.
Liar. Wow. I looked on the other. You look for the other. They didn't have
no OnlyFans. No,
you looked on OnlyFans, too?
No, they don't have
it.
Wow. No. But
why am I judging? I do, too. Anyway.
Blaze Sheik cracks me up. He hangs out at the Four Seasons like it's going out of style. It's hilarious.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's like, just having a spa day with the best. I'm like, okay, that's like the third one this week. But whatever. It's fine.
That's awesome.
You'll be young. And
You'll be gay.
You do what you need to do, gay.
Well, and if you're a cheerleader for the Minnesota Vikings, you're likely making more than any of the WNBA players.
You would think, maybe.
I mean, maybe if you think about
Anna,
or maybe
made me watch the Dallas Cowboy cheerleader documentary.
Yeah.
Oh.
And they make like 30,000 to 40,000. Like they make less than these. So like maybe they are making more than the but like not by much.
Yeah. Okay.
It's just sad.
Yeah.
All around. But, okay.
And hip surgeries.
That's the
other thing about being a cheerleader that no one talks about is, like, the hip surgeries.
Mm. Did you see that reality show Cheer on Netflix?
Uh-uh.
That was so good. You'll see it. It's very competitive. You should see it. But,
I got really excited when you put that there's a third season of Interview.
You didn't know?
I didn't know.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, technically, it's the first season of The Vampire Lestat.
That is true, but they are saying it is season 3 of Interview with a Vampire. But if you are a fan of Lestat, we have some news for you. 2026.
Three. It's our year.
2026. It is the year. The Vampire Lestat. That is technically season 3 of Interview with a Vampire or season 1. Whatever. But let me tell you.
Sam Reed.
He's so hot.
Yeah, Lestat is like singing all topless.
He is the most conventionally attractive person I've ever heard you describe.
Well, it's kind of bizarre because, I like my men thick. Because
he's got a big head.
But where?
Okay.
Well,
okay. It's also the accent.
Okay.
I mean, he does have a hot accent. I mean, let's just give it to him, yeah.
Anyway,
season three is coming out and it's called The Vampire Lestat. It's based on him being in a rock band.
And still homoerotic.
And still homoerotic to the core. Right. Bring it on, babies. Right. Some good news. Do you know Scott Ho-Ying? Does that name sound familiar?
No, but I had to look him up.
I put it in the list.
Yes. Well, yeah.
He is the tall one that is only 34 years old anyway. But anyway, Pentatonix.
The bass.
The bass. No, he's not a bass. He's a tenor.
Oh, he's a tenor. Who's the bass?
He's a tall white guy. Scott Ho-Ying is the tall. He is. What? He is. I can't help it.
Tall white guy. Of course he sings tenor.
I mean.
Yeah, y'all just tooting some vibes over there.
We are so going to hell tonight. But no, the tall, I think he's a redhead or blonde or whatever.
Yes.
Blonde, right? Mm-hmm. So yeah, you know, he got married about a couple of years ago to this guy, Mark Manio. And
gay.
They're, it's
gay.
Gay
married.
And they're expecting the baby.
Aww.
Their first baby via surrogate. And I got to applaud ladies who agreed to be surrogates. I applaud you in this effort. We really, really appreciate it. So I know it's pretty awesome. So yes, they're expecting their first one.
Hooray.
Yay. And then the actress Chloe Grace Moretz and Kate Harrison, they're married.
In a private
ceremony. They didn't want to tell anybody about it.
In a pear tree.
In a pear tree. Now while they're getting married,
K-I-S-S-I-N-G.
Benito Skinner and Terrence O'Connor are breaking up.
So sad.
If you don't know Benito Skinner, he's a comedian.
Yes.
Right? So, yeah. After nearly a decade.
Wow.
Ain't that crazy?
I didn't realize.
They were together for a long time, and then all of a sudden they're like.
I don't know who that is.
Wow. I mean, it's fine. It's fine.
Tom, it's all right.
It's a very particular. He started out as like a TikTok comedian.
Yeah.
And his routine was the one that I used to laugh at was the hairstylist. He would just smack his gum.
Oh yeah.
And be like, "What are we doing today? What are we doing today, honey? Yeah, that's right." It's like, okay, you're not far off.
Oh my god, it's so funny. Mm-hmm. Okay, so a couple more items. If you watch The Real Housewives of Atlanta, Miss Portia Williams. She's gone through rough patches with men, with marriages and divorces and all that good bad stuff, I guess I should say. Mm-hmm. But now she has revealed that she's dating a woman.
A lesbian.
I think she's a bi. Is she dating
bisexual.
A lesbian? I think
she's
she considers herself a
non-monosexual.
Non-monosexual.
Whoa. But yeah, she's dating a woman now, so hopefully, you know.
Oh, she's a Cancer. She was born June 22nd.
She is a Cancer. She doesn't have cancer.
She's a Cancer. June 22nd. Yes.
Oh, okay. She is a Cancer. No.
I'm a Cancer.
Some people might consider her a Cancer on the show, but
I make it a point to know all my Cancers.
Oh,
Solange Knowles.
Usually
Cancer.
They start.
My sister is
body
a Cancer.
Part they come from.
She's a Cancer. July. I know your birthday. 17th. July 17th. Anyway.
She's a Gemini.
No, that's a Cancer. July.
Oh, July 17th.
Yeah, yeah, June, July.
Right at the cusp.
Yeah,
right
July 7th.
Cusp.
Yeah, there was that. Anyway. But anyway, so there's that. And last but not least, I don't know if you watched Young Sheldon, Reagan Revord.
I've seen episodes.
Have you seen episodes?
Is that the Young Sheldon?
Young Sheldon. That is not Young Sheldon.
Oh, okay.
No, this is.
I was like, I walked right by him.
No, they came out as non-binary.
Yay!
So, congratulations.
Welcome to the club.
Welcome to the club, and that's pop culture!
Hooray. Huzzah. We will be right back after these messages.
Support the KFAX comes from the Parkway Theater in Lodge, presenting Joanne Shaw Taylor Sunday, November 9th. Blues rocker Joanne Shaw Taylor is back with a new release, Black and Gold, an album that sees her breaking boundaries by incorporating sounds of country, twang, pop hooks, and swampy strings. It's blues rock painted with a colorful palette. More information about Joanne Shaw Taylor at the Parkway can be found at theparkwaytheater.com.
Welcome back to Fresh Fruit, the nation's longest-running weekly queer radio show. I'm your co-host, Alfred Walking Bull, here with Malcolm Lee.
Whoop, whoop, whoop!
And Comrade Tom.
I can hear. This is. I've been hanging out in the studio with no sound in my headphones,
and I love that for you. And
wow!
I'm totally just like, well, I'll make do. I can hear you because I'm in the room.
You could have also picked up another set of headphones at any point.
Well, I was wondering because, you know, you were listening to number three and then you weren't at number two. And then I guess number two had been working. You know what? You two are just the bestest friends.
I'm my sexual.
My sexual. Anyway.
Where I got headphones for mic two and the mic for mic three. I'm my sexual.
Let's talk about politics, shall we?
Trump is banging down the East Wing.
He already did it. It's gone.
No more office for the first lady.
There is something very, like it's so fitting for Donald Trump because, like, he hates his wife.
Yeah.
He does not want her around. Yeah. And so, like, part of me is like, wow, we really are just, like, victims of, like, his.
He hates undocumented people.
They're making a. Well, I thought they were making the ballroom for her.
No, they were.
Just for him?
Yeah, and like you, it's for sure like a skim. Like the skim is pretty heavy, I would imagine. Like it's just like it's a big ass. It's a big.
You can say ass. I can't say you ass. Can say ass.
It's a big ass ballroom that is gonna like it requires a lot of construction, and so like there's a but like it's not that hard. Yeah. I mean, it is, but like you know, it's hard to build a building, but like for what. They're showing like the construction concepts, the architectural drawings. They're like, it's a big room.
Yep.
And
he's just working on his dictatorship. We're all just.
And it really is just like, oh wow, you've erased all of that, and like the Parks Department is the one who okayed it. They were like, yeah, it's fine. And I just, yeah.
They probably did because they were afraid of him.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be real. But everybody's like, intimidated by him, like, don't know what he's going to do because they think, you know.
And now he just was like, go drill in Alaska. And Congress people cannot talk to military people without permission. And it's getting nasty.
It's
what's happening now? I really think that, like, so, like, it's going to get worse if nobody does anything.
Correct.
So, like,
correct.
I am.
You're
like,
absolutely right.
Like, you have to start standing up, and like, this is why like the protest movements that are sparked. Like, I am pro protest. Like, that's my thing. Like, there are so many people who were just like dumping on the No Kings thing, and like, blah, 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 well, we need to do more. And like, well, yes, but that's how you signify first. That's how you tell God and everybody that, like, no, we object to this. This is not okay with us. And then you can, that's what you use, like, you, as long as you have people there, you, that's what you use to organize. So, like, go circulate your petitions, go get contact information, ask people if they want to volunteer. Like, no one's going to give you permission to do this. You just have to go and do it. And so, like,
were people complaining about? What did they want you to do instead of protest?
Right.
That's what I'm trying to understand. What were people complaining about?
They wanted perfection. What they wanted was they wanted a point to these protests. They wanted everyone to do a mass action beyond the protest. I'm like, yes, and that's what you're there for. That's what you have to go and talk to people for. Like, we have really done a bad thing in this modern age of not teaching what organizing is. Organizing really is just like going talking to another stranger, to another human being. And I'm sorry that like we had the pandemic and that made it scary to talk to strangers, but like you have to go do it.
Yeah.
You have to go talk to strangers.
My generation's idea of protest is literally camping.
Right. The Occupy movement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there was a point to it, right? Like,
yeah,
like you had to do it, and like my generation,
there wasn't
like,
a point to it. They just camped out.
Well, that's true, but we also I was in college during the first Iraq and Afghan war, and so like we protested Freedom Fries, like the three of us, Linnell Hisgin and Nikki Martin and I, we all protested Freedom Fries, and we got yelled at. So like,
I just don't understand why people. I mean, I understand why. Republicans that side were complaining because they just feel it's un-American, which the right to protest is completely American, so shut up. That's one. I mean, I'm sorry. It just makes no sense to hear, but like, it is so un-American. Why are you doing that? I mean, yes, you're supposed to defy your government or question or challenge your government since we're the ones that put you in that office. Mm-hmm. So, yes, it is definitely American to go out and protest what you feel is not right.
Right.
I mean, that's what annoyed me the most.
What they're angry about is that there are more people protesting him than they could ever muster. So I remember the Tea Party protests back in 2009, 2010. Like, these were some janky-ass protesters who were just, like, trying to make a point on a street corner. And, like, I remember there was footage of a guy in, like, a pork pie hat, and he had tea bags hanging from it. And that was it. And it was like, okay, but like,
yeah,
we were organized. We won the election.
I mean, I just don't get people whining and complaining. Mm-hmm. Things are not good. And if you feel that things are good and things are right, you're on that side of privilege. I'm sorry. It's hard to walk out here some days. It's hard to feel safe out here in this country where, you know, there's inflation, there's crime, there's people, you know, the crazy, the whacked out people are coming out doing whatever they want because they feel that, hey, if our president can do it, why can't I? They can say whatever they want, so why can't I do it? I mean, it's really horrible. And then, you know, now with the thing that happened to Charles Kirk and everything, now they want to try to blame it back on us. And I'm like, everybody is unhinged because of our leadership. Our leadership sucks. Okay, I'm sorry to say this. I mean, there are some people, there are pockets. I mean, AOC, Bernie Sanders, whatever. There are pockets where I feel, you know, yeah, they're making sense. But then at the same time, the majority that is controlled the House and Senate and the President and the Supreme Court, you know, why are people complaining that there is a shutdown, a government shutdown? I mean, you guys have the power. You're the ones that are saying no. I mean, everybody's coming up with some type of compromise for you because they care about people and the human race. Sorry, not sorry. But then you're just going to say, no, that didn't put more money in my pocket. So I'm like, you know what? That's why the government shut down. And I feel for those that don't have jobs right now, that have been furloughed or whatever. It's so horrible that this is happening to you. But this is the leadership that we're living in right now. And that's why it's happening.
Amen, sister.
I mean, I feel like the Republicans, probably the plan is to keep the government shut down so Trump can just declare martial law and then just kill everyone he doesn't like.
Maybe that is the case, because it's kind of funny how they, you know, some of them, Mike Johnson, whatever, is like, well, it is the Democrats. No, it's not the Democrats, but they ain't got majority.
Right.
They ain't got nothing. They're sitting there like, we're giving you guys ideas. You are not listening. You're not budging. So that's why we're here where we are, because of your egocentric.
Here's the monthly reminder of moving to Minnesota, where it's safe.
Mm-hmm. But California is safe,
too. We're working hard.
California is going to be underwater.
It's going to be an island, you know, why underwater.
You know why it's great to live here? Because the Minnesota Supreme Court just affirmed that trans inclusion in sports is okay.
And that just happened, people. That happened yesterday. And yesterday. Congrats. Oh, my goodness.
Congratulations, gender justice.
Yes.
Out front, everyone who worked on it.
Right. That is so awesome that this happened. So yeah,
they issued it in Cooper v. USA Powerlifting, affirming that transgender athletes have the right to compete in sports without discrimination under the Minnesota Human Rights Act.
See, it's all law. Mm-hmm. It's all legal law. That's what it is, people. Yep. You know,
we are just the leaders in the country.
It's and true. Now everybody's going to look at us. I know nationwide they're going to be like, "How did they do it?" You know,
you know how states, they, you know how we did it.
Did it because you didn't elect Tim Walz as the vice president.
Indeed, right. But you know how we did it. Speaking of Outfront Minnesota, there is an event on November 6th called Seeds and Soil: An Introduction to Organizing. And the three of us are on their board in various capacities. I'm on the PAC. So, like, this is a really important thing for folks who want to get plugged back in. It's Thursday, November 6th at 6 p.m. You should go to outfront.org.
Yes.
And check it out.
So don't be intimidated by the other side. Please don't. And I know a lot of people are have fear in their eyes and whatnot, but I mean, it's time to speak up. It's time to protest. It's time to fight.
My friend's husband was like, yeah, I'm over Trump.
Mm-hmm. What? Mm-hmm. See? Mm-hmm. It started.
Wow. Oh, oh, yeah. What's his name?
Yeah.
In Rochester.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow.
I was like, whoa. Your father moved into the VA home and your husband is coming to his senses.
Uh-huh.
Two things to celebrate.
Well done.
We'll Hallelujah.
Be right back after these messages.
Programming is supported by Mutual Management Company. Mutual Management offers housing in Riverside Homes, a collection of vintage, low-density properties in the heart of the Riverside neighborhood. These homes feature unique layouts, strong connections to outdoor spaces, and the opportunity to build community within this vibrant area. Since 1980, Riverside Homes has helped preserve the character of this critical neighborhood. Learn more or explore available housing by contacting Mutual Management, MutualMGMTCompany.com, or by calling 612-333-9164. Make Riverside Homes your next home.
Welcome back to Fresh Fruit, the nation's longest-running weekly queer radio show. I'm your co-host, Alfred Walking Bull, here with Malcolm Lee.
Boom, shakalaka.
Indeed. And Comrade Tom.
Yes. So, Kimchi wrote a book.
Hooray!
Yay, Kimchi! And I love to eat it as well. Not the person, but... Mm-hmm.
The drink.
Kimchi, is K-I-M space C-H-I.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Malcolm corrected it.
I did, because I was like, it's not the food, because the food is amazing. But
fermented cabbage.
Says her new middle grade novel embodies all things beautiful
and queer.
Aww.
So, you know, buy as a gift for, you know, your nieces, nephews, nibbling siblings. Mm-hmm. Do it.
And you're a conservative pastor.
Do it.
Tina Romero.
Do it.
George Romero's daughter is about to release Queens of the Dead.
That's going to be so much fun.
That's going to be really cool.
Because it's like zombies and drag queens.
Uh-huh.
Like, who doesn't want that? It's got Cheyenne Jackson.
It's an official gay movie.
Mm-hmm. There's been... wow. You know, there have actually been a lot of drag horror movies coming out. Mm-hmm. I forgot the one I just watched like a week or so ago. And it was cute. Mm-hmm. I mean, it wasn't great. It had Trinity the Tuck in it. Mm-hmm. And
oh, yeah. It's going to have Margaret Cho.
Yeah. Margaret, I think that one, Margaret Cho. Yeah, it was.
I mean, Queen of the Dead will have Margaret Cho.
Oh, Queen of the Dead will have Margaret Cho. Oh, Margaret
and
Cho.
And Nina West.
Nina West.
Really? Mm-hmm. Nina West. Oh, you were the best thing of the real production of Hairspray. I'm sorry you guys came to Minneapolis and I tried to enjoy it, but you were the only one I really enjoyed. I gotta be honest. Okay. It was hard because that last song, you gotta have the breath, you gotta have the diaphragm and everything. Not everybody had it. Uh-huh. The only person that seemed like that really had it was Nina West. Mm-hmm. So congrats to you.
Aw. Well,
seriously.
So go check out that too.
And shout out to Fletcher. His actual name is last name Fletcher.
Fletcher's Ice Cream.
Fletcher's Ice Cream, of the incident that occurred. If you haven't heard, because I don't know if it made national news, because I don't know if they're really saying that it is a hate crime. It's a potential hate crime. They did arrest someone. They did arrest the suspect. But Fletcher's Ice Cream, which is located in Northeast, Minneapolis was
firebombed
with two Molotov cocktails two different times.
What's so weird is I literally live right across the street.
I know, and I thought of you.
I saw nothing. I was asleep like a log.
It was around, the first one was after it closed, so after 10.
Oh.
And then, the person after, and then the second one was during the day.
Oh, wow.
I think. The second one was the next day, in the afternoon, and that's when the cops were able to chase him.
Good Lord.
Because they saw the car, what it was, and got him.
Sometimes Ada and I take a nice leisurely nap in the evening, so I might have...
That's called going to bed.
It's our going to bed nap. Mm-hmm. It is before. It really,
I'm going to call Eric. Eric does that all the time. I'm calling you out, hon. Mm-hmm. He does that all the time.
Look, you just need a little. You need a little thing with your dog to remind you that, like, oh, there's we have to go to bed for real.
Yeah, I don't mind it. It's just funny. He just doesn't want to admit it. I didn't fall asleep. I'm like, fool.
I'm not tired.
Not stop it. I'm not tired.
I'm not tired. Anyway.
Terrible.
Alfred, what's the final thought?
The final thought is rank your candidates 1, 2, 3 on your ballot.
Do all three. Just two or one or whatever. Do all three.
The missing third candidate gets allocated to, I forget how the math works out, but it gets allocated to the next highest vote getter or something like that. I can't remember how it works exactly, but like, yeah. So just make sure that you are ranking Dwayne, Omar.
Just vote and vote
Jazz,
well.
Or even Brenda Short. God love Brenda.
You guys are so funny about Brenda Short.
I think
she's
great.
She's hilarious.
I think she's great. I think she's the fresh air that the city needs.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, well, cool.
She'll probably never get to be mayor, but she'll definitely cause a storm.
Seriously.
Well, that's what we need, right?
I'm so excited. Yeah.
Whoever gets the position, watch out for Brenda Short. She's going to eat your ass.
She's coming for you.
She's coming for you. Mm-hmm. So you better do right. I'm just saying.
Who better to defend us from Trump? Really.
This is true. Right. This is just true. Saying. Yeah, so the elections are coming up. So please, people, no matter where you are, if you're listening to this broadcast, I know everybody's like, oh my God, I only pay attention to, you know, Congress and whomever, whatever. No, every vote matters, especially the local elections, especially when it comes to school council. Please, please, please vote, 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 especially and read those referendums. Because there was a big one that is happening in St. Paul, which I'm sure a lot of people would like you to vote a certain way in order for St. Paul Public Schools to have funding and not to close schools and stuff like that. So please go out there and cast that vote and have your voice be heard. Yeah. There it is.
Cast your vote.
Cast your votes. So
vote early, vote often.
I know. Well, not vote early.
Indeed.
Vote early and vote every year, not
every
more
election.
Than once.
Well, yes. There's multiple
and,
elections in a year.
That's the
no,
joke.
Okay, good.
That's
there's
the
primary.
No, but I didn't want people to think that you were saying to, you know,
go
stuff
in
the ballot box and commit voter fraud.
I mean,
no. This isn't Scandal.
See, voter fraud
is
an American
where,
tradition.
This is where the wheels fall off the wagon, Tom. We have a strong message, and then you just...
And then here you go.
There you go.
Look, we still had time. It's not 80.
Stay tuned for Travel Ramo Fa Fa Fa. Goodbye forever.
Bye guys. Vote.
There's any tension, let it go.